Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtham Manamapi Shakti Putram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Guru Tamatas Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyatav Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhandhutam Shri Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, as I was just saying, English is the national language of India. That was a facetious statement. Facetious means, well, sarcastic. Our subject here is not to talk about English or politics or any such thing. Our subject is to talk about the supreme goal of life. Which is surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But everyone is diverted from this actual goal. By silly considerations such as what should be the national language of India. Some people like Hindi, some people like Sanskrit, but actually it's come to be practically English. That's the link language. I don't know how to say in Kannada. I don't know how in Hindi either. Wo bhasha jo jada log bolte.
Jasti jana.
So people are wasting their lives with petty concerns. Becoming divided over issues of no actual importance. This is Maya. Reality is to know Krishna. Confusion, illusion, Maya is not to know Krishna. in Maya, we consider ourselves to be the body.
So, Mayayalli, athava Pramayalli, naavu ee shariravanna aatma anta tilikkottidevi.
And we identify our being with the body.
So, namma astitvavanna shariravanna jothege gurutisikottidevi.
Although anyone can understand that the body is temporary.
ee sharira asthayi endu ellaru telukovali.
I have a very good example right in front of me. If you'd just like to kindly turn around. Turn around. Yes. In fact, you can stand up and hold your kid up. All right. This is scientific proof of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
So, ee vaidyanika
proof, pramana. Vaigyanik Paramhamana Bhagavad Gita ki Vani. Now, what's your name, please?
Nagaraj.
Nagaraj. And your son's name?
Vishnu.
Vishnu. So, the two faces look very similar, is it not? Obviously, Vishnu is the son of Nagaraja.
Vishnu Nagaraja maga.
So, how old are you? And how old is Vishnu? Vishnu is 2 years old. Okay. So 30 years ago, you looked like this. And in another 30 years from now, you'll look like your father. He looks now. And 30 years from then, we're not sure. Okay, you can sit down. Thank you very much. So, this is proof of Bhagavad Gita's teachings. Can you guess which shloka? Anyone knows this shloka? Dehino smenyata dehe kaumarang yovanang jara tata dehantara praptihi dhiras tatra namohyati. All right, you can say it in Kannada.
Dehe deha kaumara avaste inda
So, the body is always changing. It is temporary. This very charming young boy will eventually have to go and work in some job, a not very happy life. He will have to be concerned with so many worries about how to get money and how to maintain all the family. Unless he joins our Gurukul. And in due course of time, this very beautiful young boy will take a journey to the Samshan, the burning gate. Smashan, in Hindi, Samshan. Smashan or Smashan. It's a more pure language, I guess. They don't mess up the Sanskrit. Smashan. Yeah.
So this is the story of everyone's life. You get born, you go old, you die.
So ee jeevanda kathe now janma hogutini amale mrutyu aanandra.
But Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that we're not actually born and we don't die.
Adare Bhagavan Krishna Bhagavad Gita alli heltare naavu ee sharira alla namge yavaglu mrutyu aagalla.
Because we are all eternal atma.
Naavu shashvatavada atma.
And although we must suffer in this life,
ನಾವು ಎಷ್ಟೋ ಕಷ್ಟಗಳನ್ನ ಅನುಭವಿಸಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತೆ ಈ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ.
We cannot avoid suffering.
ಈ ಕಷ್ಟಗಳನ್ನ
yes.
ತಪ್ಪಿಸಲಿಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ.
There is an elderly lady nodding her head in agreement.
ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಒಬ್ಬ ವೃದ್ಧ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಅವರು ಇದನ್ನ ಒಪ್ಪಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತಾರೆ.
Maybe the young people, by the power of Maya, think that, yes, life is very nice. But the old people, they know.
Yuva janaru maya prabhavadinda ila anubhava avarige agala adare vrtha avasthayanalliru ila anubhava.
But Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that we are meant for eternal bliss.
So Bhagavad Gita ni Krishna namge bodhane martare naavu shashvata jeevana anandada shashvata jeevanakkagi namma.
That is not possible in material existence.
So ee bhautika astivadalli adu sadhyavilla.
That is possible in spiritual existence. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to understand that we are not the body, we are eternal spiritual living beings.
Krishna pradhyaya andare naavu ee sharira alla naavu shashvata atma.
And Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Krishna param devatam purusha.
And we have to serve Krishna.
Matte na Krishna na seve maadbeku.
That is called bhakti.
Adakke bhakti anto helabodu.
The happiness that we're looking for in this world and that we never find is found at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
Now ee jagatinalli sukha sukhakkagi ನಾವು ಏನು ನೋಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀವಿ ಅದು ವಾಸ್ತವಿಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಸೇವೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಮಗೆ ಸಿಗುತ್ತೆ.
But to experience the bliss of we can experience the bliss of bhakti even in this life.
ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ಆನಂದವನ್ನು ಈ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲೂ ನಾವು ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಗೊಳಿಸಬಹುದು.
To experience the bliss of bhakti we have to serve Krishna without any personal desire.
Bhakti anandavanna galisalikke naavu Krishnananna yavude bhautika icche illade seve sallisbeku.
Generally people go to a temple or a mosque or a church to pray to God, please give me happiness in this world.
So janaru devasthanakke ಚರ್ಚು ಅಥವಾ ಮಸೀದಿಗಳಿಗೆ ದೇವರ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗ್ತಾರೆ ನನಗೆ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಸುಖ ಕೊಡುತ್ತೆ.
But Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that hope is not a very intelligent hope because there is no real happiness in this world.
ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಗವದ್ ಗೀತೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಮಗೆ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಈ ಆಶೆ ಸರಿ ಆಶೆ ಇಲ್ಲ ಏಕೆಂದರೆ ಈ ಜಗತ್ತಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಸುಖವಿಲ್ಲ.
Actual happiness comes from being detached from this world and being attached to Krishna.
ವಾಸ್ತವಿಕ ಆನಂದ ನಮಗೆ
Everyone wants to be happy. It's an obvious statement. If anyone wants to be unhappy, that's madness. If anyone says, I don't want to be happy, even that means, I don't want to be happy means they have a desire, means they want something, they want to be happy by being unhappy. There's a term in English called a masochist. That means a person who deliberately harms themselves and gets some kind of perverse pleasure out of this. Yeah, you don't have a term in Indian languages for this. It's, the Western world is more insane. And there are people who they take a kind of perverse pleasure in feeling the whole world is against me, or feeling depressed, and they just everyone hates me, no one likes me, and they feel some kind of satisfaction in that.
So, Sarvajana,
so everyone wants to be happy. For this reason, everyone is active. People go to work, not that they like the work, but they like the money that comes from working. With the money, I will support my family life, and in this way, I will be happy. They think like that. So everyone acts to become, everything we do for the sake of becoming happy. But if we examine, we find that people are not happy. And in the modern age, people have invented all kinds of things which previously people had never imagined, with the idea that life will be better with these things. Just like one generation ago, there were no cell phones. About one generation ago. Cell phone. There was phone, but not cell phone. There was no Facebook. And there's so many things. People, it was not a common thing that people had laptops, computers. So the idea is that life is getting better. But we do not see that people are more happy because they have a cell phone. We think that now life is better. But people are not happy. You just see any bus stop in Bangalore with the people lined up, especially on Monday morning. We do not see that people look happy. I'm going to work. It's not like that. In fact, sometimes we're driving past and we call out to them, Hare Krishna, to try to make them feel a little happy. But it's very difficult to get them to smile even slightly. So why is that? Why is it that we are making so much endeavor to make our life happy, but we are not happy? We do not know what actual happiness means. And even if we think we are happy, we cannot remain in our present situation. We have to die. And there is no guarantee what will be our future life. There are 84 lakh species of life. We can be born in any of them. So real happiness means happiness in Krishna's service. But that Krishna consciousness, that has to be also without any material desire. It is our natural, constitutional, spiritual position to be in love with Krishna. But we cannot experience or enter into that love of Krishna if we are trying to enjoy this material world. So this Krishna conscious movement is meant for teaching people how they can actually have a completely fulfilled and happy life. Which means living in this world in Krishna consciousness. You don't have to be a sannyasi like myself. It's a good idea. You can, like Nagaraja, you can have your family and children, but do everything in Krishna consciousness. That means to understand that this life is meant for serving and loving Krishna. We have attained this human life after many, many births. If I ask Nagaraj, where were you 33 years ago? 32 years old. Can you say? If I ask this lady here who's listening very attentively to my class, this elderly devotee, where she will be in 33 years, it's difficult to say. We don't expect to live very long. So we should consider what we have to do in this life so that we don't get born again. We, every one of us, obviously we have to die, we have to leave this body. We can go to Krishna. We don't have to come back to this material world which is full of miseries. We can live eternally with Krishna in the spiritual world. That is possible by following the bhakti sadhana. Mostly here in South India, people are very attracted to abhishekams. But actually the most important sadhana is Shravan and Kirtan. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. In this material world, we're always hearing about something and talking about something. There are millions of things we can discuss. But we should take up the practice of Krishna consciousness so that we center our thoughts and our talks on Krishna. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyante pritijane priyosime. Krishna tells Arjuna to that always think of him, think of Krishna. To be his devotee. To worship Krishna and to bow down before him. And in this way, Krishna says, we can all go to Krishna. So we should not come to before Krishna. Here Krishna is present as Narasimha. We should not come before him asking for material benefits. He can give, but it is much more intelligent to ask for that benediction by which we will never have to suffer again.
ಅದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದಂದ್ರೆ ನಾವು ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದವನ್ನು ಪಡೀಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು. ಅದರಿಂದ ನಾವು ಮತ್ತೆ ಈ ಜಗತ್ತಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಬರಲೇಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತೆ.
We should pray to Krishna, please give me pure devotion at your lotus feet. So for developing that pure devotion, there is the process of bhakti yoga.
Bhakti yoga ashuddha bhakti bhavaneyanna vikasana madlike ondu sadhana.
In which Shravan, hearing about Krishna, and Kirtan, chanting about Krishna, they are the very basis. So I was asked to give a simple introductory talk, so I've done that, and if anyone has any question, they can place it now. If someone is in Krishna consciousness and their family members are not, what is the reason for that? And will they never become devotees? Why are they not in Krishna consciousness? Well, why is the whole world not in Krishna consciousness? It is misuse of their minute independence. Will they ever become? Well, that's up to them. It's a common syndrome that some one member of the family is Krishna conscious, others are not. Once we take to Krishna consciousness, it just seems completely obvious that everyone should do. But everyone doesn't. That is the power of Maya, by which we think that we can be happy without Krishna. It is amazing.
ತುಂಬಾ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ವಿಷಯ.